Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, December 14th. Nearly half of the air-to-ground munitions Israel has used in Gaza are so-called dumb bombs. That's according to the latest U.S. intelligence assessment, described exclusively to CNN by three sources who have seen the assessment. The unguided dumb bombs are less accurate and can be a greater threat to civilians. This comes amid rare U.S. public criticism of Israel, as President Joe Biden said this week that Israel is conducting, quote, indiscriminate bombings in Gaza. Adam Day from the UN University Center for Policy Research says the U.S. is becoming isolated internationally after voting against both a UN Security Council and General Assembly call for a ceasefire.
That's putting a lot of pressure on Biden. It's clearly a worry for him. His comments about indiscriminate bombing are really a signal to Israel, I think, that U.S. support is not necessarily totally unconditional or open-ended when it comes to this particular operation.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is scheduled to meet with Israeli officials today as the White House pushes Israel to be more precise in its operations against Hamas in Gaza. House Republicans have voted to formalize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Yesterday's vote went straight down party lines, 221 to 212. But CNN's Manu Raju says the united stand from Republicans may end there.
Not to say that members are united about charging the president with high crimes or misdemeanors. In fact, many of them who I spoke with simply said that they have not seen enough evidence or proof that shows that Joe Biden acted corruptly in any way to benefit his son Hunter Biden's overseas business dealing. So even some top Republicans indicated it is still possible that Joe Biden could get exonerated in the months ahead.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential contender Vivek Ramaswamy promoted a series of far-right conspiracy theories at a CNN town hall in Iowa last night. The Ohio entrepreneur says he believes the federal government has, quote, lied systematically to Americans. Among his other claims, Ramaswamy suggested federal law enforcement agents fueled the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, a fringe theory debunked by the FBI director earlier this year. Ramaswamy was the latest Republican candidate to take the stage in a series of town halls moderated by CNN as part of the network's campaign coverage. A recent construction boom may be taking the pressure off some renters in the U.S. The median asking rent in November dropped 2.1% from a year before to a little under $2,000. A report from real estate company Redfin says that's the biggest annual drop since February 2020. Now, we should point out, rent prices in this report reflect the median asking price of apartments available for new renters in November, not the median of what all renters were paying. This drop pales in comparison, though, with how quickly rent costs have climbed in the past few years. Rents are still up more than 22% from November 2019, before the pandemic housing boom, and are just a bit more than 4% below the record high in August 2022. A woman was shot after her gun went off while she was having an MRI. That's next. A 57-year-old woman who was going into an MRI was shot in the buttocks after the machine set off the handgun she was carrying. The FDA reported the incident, but didn't name the woman or where this happened. The agency did say the woman had undergone a standard screening procedure and answered no to all screening questions, which specifically included asking about weapons. The report says once the woman was near the MRI machine, the handgun was attracted to the magnet and fired a single round, though a doctor on site says her wound was very small and superficial. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.